This is the official podcast of the Academy for Women in Academic Emergency Medicine Anniversary Interviews, celebrating 10 years of progress. This is your host, Michelle Lin, and today I speak with Dr. Susan Watts, an associate professor at Texas Tech University, who served as AWEM president from 2014 to 2015. She offers her unique perspective on being a woman PhD in an MD world and the challenges that continue to face women in academia.
So tell me a little bit about where you are in your career right now and how it was that you got there.
Well, right now I am kind of semi-retired. I officially retired a year ago. I retired at the end of November last year, and then I was retired for a whole month, and then I started back in January half-time. So I am a PhD rather than an MD, so I am research faculty in our department, and so I am focusing primarily on research and education right now, not having to do any of the committee work.
And tell me a little bit about how you got involved with AWEM.
I started out as a member of the task force, which was a kind of a precursor to the to AWEM. My chair had suggested that I get involved with SAEM, and he knew about the task force and recommended that I look into it, and so I volunteered. It was an effort that Kathy Klim was heading up, and so I volunteered, and they took me on, and so I worked with them the couple or 3 years that led up to the official formation of AWEM. I stayed with AWEM, and I was secretary, and I wasn't treasurer, so with AWEM, I rolled over and held a number of board positions up until president and past president.
And how has the organization changed and grown since then?
Oh, I think it's just amazing that we started off, fairly small. I was just looking back here at the membership list that we had from the early days, and 20 or 30 people, and just a small cohort that were real active in the organization. And now, when I look at the number of committees and the number of women holding leadership positions, it's just it's just amazing the opportunities that have arisen out of this. And also, I felt like early on, a lot of us were more senior, a little bit older, and it's just really exciting to see the younger women, the junior faculty, really stepping up and taking over the organization and just growing it just tremendously. So it's just fantastic.
Tell me a little bit more about how AWEM has affected your career.
For me, especially being a PhD rather than an MD, it gave me a way to kind of link into SAEM. I always, enjoyed the meetings a lot, but not having gone through residency, I didn't have a lot of people, and so AWEM gave me a way to meet women and some men as well, and find some purpose and some experience and leadership experience. Also, opportunities to collaborate on publications and research projects and things like that. So it provided me a lot of academic opportunities as well as kind of social opportunities as well through the work that I was doing there. I mean, it gave me some leadership experience on a national level, which helped with my tenure promotion application. Again, gave me some opportunities for some publications, and then also people who had leadership positions at other academic centers who I could ask for reference letters for my tenure promotion packet. So it really benefited me that way.
Tell me a little bit more about collaborations that have grown out of your involvement in AWEM.
I worked, with several of women on the the gender equity project. I had also worked on a earlier version of the salary survey, but I think that was for another committee. So I collaborated with SAM members on a salary survey paper, and then I collaborated with Esther Chu and others on the gender equity paper as well, the survey that they had done. So that those are two of the major things, I think, that I got through SAEM membership and collaboration with members.
You mentioned how the leadership role contributed to your promotion process. Can you comment on how leadership in women-focused professional organizations specifically is considered for the purposes of promotion?
For in our university, you know, the leadership in a women's group, you know, women's organization doesn't figure in particular, but having a leadership position in a committee on a national level, no matter what the, you know, the context, is something that they look at. So as far as my tenure promotion process, that I don't think, you know, being part of the women's leadership really had much impact. But as far as for myself, it really helped. It gave me some experience that also provided me with opportunities in my institution for some committee leadership that I think also positively affected my my, you know, professional trajectory.
Describe a little bit more about your motivation for pursuing a leadership role within AWEM.
Since starting out, you know, with the task force, I was trying to find my place. You know, I had been, you know, being a PhD in an MD world, I was having a hard time finding my place in emergency medicine. So, you know, I found kind of a home, so to speak, in AWEM. And then starting off with the task force, I got more comfortable. I was not ready for a leadership position for many years, and then it was, you know, it was finally my turn to be the president, then I was ready at that time.
Tell me about how gender has affected your career development.
It's been a challenge. You know, being, well, when I first started in my academic career at Texas Tech, I was the only woman in our department for many years, the only PhD in our department, and the only, and one of only two or three PhDs on the campus. So I was really kind of an odd man out, trying to figure out, you know, how I'm supposed to function without collaborators and such. Being a woman has kind of slowed me down. Because, you know, there weren't other women that I could relate to or, you know, have relationships with, and there wasn't any mentoring, there wasn't any you know, role model on our campus for me to you know, kind of try and follow in the footsteps. So for, it was a, you know, big challenge for me at my home institution. So again, you know, coming back to AWEM, you know, finding women who could serve as role models and mentors was really a big help to me.
How has involvement in AWEM potentially translated into greater gender equity in your own work environment?
Well, I find that I am you know, we have more women in our department now, you know, more women clinicians. So encouraging, you know, them to, and our women residents as well, to, you know, make sure that, well, for the physician, you know, the attendings, you're making sure that the salaries are, you know, on an equal scale to the male salaries. And, you know, the maternity policies, we've had a couple of female residents who have had babies during residency, and so making sure that the maternity policies are in place and fair, you know, opened my eyes and given me a little more resolve to make those things happen in our program.
What career accomplishment would you say you're most proud of?
I think getting my my promotion, because I was denied promotion the first time around, and so second time I got it. So and then, you know, also trying to and I was the first faculty member in our department to get academic promotion in many years. I was so that was and quite an accomplishment. And then I've been trying to, you know, help other faculty, you know, get theirs as well. So we're working our way up to having more associate professors now. The full professors that we've had, a couple of them came in as full professors from the outside, and so we haven't had somebody go up, you know, through the ranks. Locally, we still don't have a full professor yet, so that's the next goal.
What advice would you give to a younger version of yourself or an A1 member at an earlier stage of her career?
Get involved. I mean, I think, you know, getting involved with your national professional organization, whether ASAP or AWIM, or, and it does, you know, not even necessarily, you know, the women's group. Find something, you know, some committee, some task force in your national professional organization to get involved with. You know, find you know, some interest that you know that you are, you know, want to spend your time on, and then you know, work your way up from member to leadership of that committee, or even leadership in the organization itself. That's time well spent. And you know, there's a lot to gain from that time investment.
Thanks again for tuning in. Join us next week when I speak with Dr. Dara Cass, the founder of FemineM, on how FemineM evolved from AWEM and how gender identity has shaped her career. See you next time.